In this crystalline, holographic transparency, each facet sustains itself and every other facet with the divinity of its nature. What else could it sustain itself with? It supplies, supports, gives, floods, projects forth, maintains, sustains, provides that which it is, its sevenfold nature, for itself and for every other facet. It fatherhoods itself with the qualities of being. It thereby fatherhoods itself with mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Thereby it gives unto itself the qualities of the seven. It fatherhoods every other facet thereby with the qualities of the seven. Oh, this is such a wonderful exercise to do. And then it sees that since this is universal reflection, that every other facet is doing the same. Every other facet is fatherhooding itself with the qualities of being, and simultaneously fathering every other facet of the universe with the qualities of the seven. And for all of you who have gone through this law many times, we haven't done it with exactly this wording, because I think when we first started doing it, we did it with each idea is fatherhooding itself and so forth. There's nothing wrong with that. It's absolutely accurate. I prefer to use facet because it never ever breaks me away from the whole, and it never lets me look at independent ideas or even further independent people. So therefore, when I'm exercising this law within my own being, even if the appearance of certain individualities does come forth, either in my mind or in my feeling sense, I really automatically just incorporate them as wonderful micro models of this holographic crystalline transparency, never seeing them as anything outside of that, and realizing that since the divine being is giving unto those beautiful micro models everything that it is, and since I am only a reflection of that, there isn't any way that I could provide that which I am or that which they are with anything less. So therefore, it is wonderful because it won't allow me to do anything less. It won't allow me to rob myself or rob the other facets of the universe by not giving to them that which they really are. And that's much, much, much trickier than it appears on the surface. Because as you all know, the human mind is such, having processed information incorrectly over in the law of transformation, that it is forever appearing to rob itself and rob the universe of its divine qualities. And you forever hear it. Oh, well, I'm stupid. You know, or, oh, well, you know, I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I don't have this quality, or I don't have that. And we're all guilty of it. You know, when we're not awake and aware, we just mouth off all the time, robbing ourselves of these wonderful qualities. But how nice to know that this really is a law that's going on in being, and that ultimately we're not going to get away with that, that ultimately we cannot rob ourselves of these divine qualities of being, because they really are intrinsic to our nature and intrinsic to our being. And not only are the qualities intrinsic, but the actual eternalization of those qualities is intrinsic. This law is intrinsic, and therefore the fatherhood incapability within me and the motherhood incapability within me cannot really be turned off. Ultimately, I am going to fulfill that mission, and fatherhood in this instance, give in this instance to myself and to the rest of the universe that which it really is, the qualities truly of its being, and then furthermore see that every other facet of the universe, every other reflecting plane of the crystal is truly, has no choice. It is reflecting its image into the crystal. Therefore, it is reflecting the true nature, the prism, the seven of itself, the rainbow of itself, into that prism, and giving that which it is not only to itself, but to every other facet of that crystal. Every other facet of the universe, because it's really one verse, one universe, everything turned into one. It's one wonderful transparency. And if it's transparent, then there's this incredible reflection that's going on in the universe. We must let it be reflection and not the counterfeit, right? Not deflection. So truly, we have to always just remember to fatherhood ourselves and to fatherhood the universe and to be aware that it is fatherhooding itself and fatherhooding every other facet of the universe so that there's just one wonderful operation of giving going on and supporting and sustaining. And we don't need to be afraid to give to the universe everything because it's a never-ending supply. And it's not going to come away from us if we give. Give. Don't worry. Give the qualities of being. And then, right away, it comes up that we have to sonship, because each facet possesses the true recognition of the divinity of itself and that of every other facet. It therefore affirms, claims, confirms, takes possession of, is heir to, consciously recognizes that which it is, and what every other facet of the whole is. It therefore sonships itself with the qualities of being. It sonships every other facet of the universe with the qualities of being, recognizing that it sonships itself and sonships every other quality, or every other facet, rather, of the universe at the same time. So therefore, what do you have? You have a collective recognition, a collective heirship. You have every facet of the universe being consciously conscious of that which it is. You have every facet of the universe acknowledging the consciousness of every other facet of the universe, acknowledging that which it is. A mutual affirmation society. Isn't that terrific? Rather than a mutual denial society. It's much better. Why not affirm the kingship of every facet of the universe? Why deny to it what it is? Why deny to myself what I am? Ever so much better to live in accord with the law and to affirm and confirm and recognize that which I am, which is all the qualities of being, and you can see that to do this exercise in full takes what appears to be many hours of human time, but well worth it. And to recognize that every other facet of the universe, in truth, whether it's conscious of it or not, in truth is really affirming and claiming its own sonship, its own heirship to the throne, its own divine qualities, and that of every other facet, including the facet of my being. It's wonderful to see everything in this full reflection, because then there isn't a part of the universe that could deny any other part anything, deny to me anything. And if I feel that the universe is denying me something, I better go to this law, because it isn't. It only appears that way because of the misprocessing that's gone on. You know, it's because the input has been faulty and the process has been faulty that the output here appears to be faulty, and we appear to be providing ourselves with misinformation and claiming that misinformation. The cybernetic process is so clear. Then we go on. Each facet accepts the divinity and holographic positioning of itself and that of every other facet. Thereby it embraces, accepts, protects, preserves, cherishes, anticipates the hope and completion of all, for itself and for every other facet of the universe. Oh my, but that's comforting. It thereby motherhoods, quote-unquote, itself with the qualities of being. It motherhoods every other facet with the qualities of being. It sees that every other facet is in truth motherhooding itself, cherishing its own divinity. And it sees that every other facet of that wonderful universe is cherishing every other facet, including my own facetry. So we have a wonderful universal sense of motherhood going on, where every facet is cherishing and nurturing every other facet with the qualities of being. Oh, if truly we could uphold the standard of this law, there would be no problems in the world or in the universe. There would be no robbing or taking away the opposite of the fatherhood. There would be no denial, the opposite of the sonshipping. There would be no rejecting, ejecting, the opposite of the motherhood. So we wouldn't have a universe filled with fear and war and rumors of war. No. This law is the key, but only if we've started out correctly. Only if the input has been correct and the process has been correct, then we can come over here and give unto ourselves and give unto every other facet of the universe the true qualities of being. Only if we've understood what the true nature is can we provide the true nature. Only if we've allowed it to reduce itself to specific equations and characteristics can we provide the true characteristics and equations. Otherwise, we're going to inadvertently supply something else. We're going to inadvertently be supplying ourselves and each other with misinformation, with unreal qualities, with undefined identity, with unstructured concepts, with mortality, with sickness, with annihilation. And so we have a choice. Do we wish to supply ourselves and the universe with the antithesis of what is real and live that out in all of its absurdity? Or do we wish to supply ourselves and the universe with the truth? All right, then we go on here. As every micro model is a model of the divine being, it is thereby controlled and regulated by that being. It is centered on its axis and fixed in its structure. Yeah, it's terrific. Then we stop seeing independent people operating from their own resource, operating in a manner that is not centered. It cannot isolate itself from this supreme structure or maintain itself as an independent operator, but must align as its principal decrees. As this applies to the micromodel of my being, I too cannot attempt to regulate my being independently of this principle, or function as a personal I, but must be principled and allow the divine being to center me on its axis and fix me within its structure, function as it would decree. Okay? As being has compounded its micromodels into a crystal system, a holohedral realm, illumined from within, it would exclude the possibility of their existing in any other realm. As this applies to the micromodel of my being, I cannot attempt to exist in any other realm, or be illumined or enlightened by any other source, but must know what it knows, perceive as it perceives, not adhering to a thought force other than its own, not mystified by belief and illusion. The entire holohedral realm, the entire macro model, is of the nature of being, 7 times 7, which would exclude the possibility of it being identified in any other way, and as such, it cannot sense itself to have an ego separate from that being, a face fragmented from the other faces of the holohedral, a face, therefore, of its own or my own. In other words, the symmetry cannot be broken. It won't allow it to be broken. The macro model is a shimmering, holographic transparency in which each facet reflects the other, which excludes the possibility of monographic opacity, where the whole is in chaotic arrangement, unable to focus and reflect, a diverse rather than a universe, where the constituents could be self-absorbed fragments. It's wonderful that it excludes the possibility that we really can exist as self-absorbed facets, fragments. Cannot if we're centered on that axis, if we dwell in that crystalline realm that is illumined, if in there our face is the face of the divine, our nature the nature of the divine, then it is truly a functioning crystalline transparency. Within this holographic transparency, each interconnected facet is feeding itself and its collective parts, the qualities of being, that which sustains its life. And that's just what we were talking about before, that every facet is feeding to itself and every other facet the qualities of being, that which supports and sustains its life. Which excludes the possibility that it could ever withhold those qualities from itself or the collective being, that it could ever rob or impoverish, be competitive or critical within it. So if it excludes it, then truly in the universe, competition, criticality, is excluded, must be excluded. At least in our universal reflection, it must be excluded, because it isn't part of the divine. It simply would be the counterfeit of the operation. We would be robbing ourselves or the other facets of the universe of their divine nature. Within this holographic transparency, each interconnected facet is conscious that the whole is heir to the kingdom, to all that being is. And that's what we were talking about before too, that it is conscious that everything, every facet, is the Son of God. Every facet is the Son. Every facet has the qualities of God. Every facet operates in the same manner as the Godhead. No chosen people. Every facet, every individuality in the universe, every micromodel that has ever been brought forth, bar none. And we don't have that option or choice. That is a law. Within this holographic transparency, each interconnected facet is truly integrated, universal, ever nurturing the whole from its special holographic position, ever embracing, ever available, ever glorifying the whole with the outpouring of its love, which excludes the possibility that it could ever be ejected or disintegrate itself from the whole, from the holographic crystal, live in a void, a vacuum, devoid of divine purpose or communion, alone. Oh, who wants to be in that place anyway? Yuck, right? No. The motherhooding of the universe is absolutely essential to nurture and cherish and adore and see the hope within every individuality in the universe. To embrace it within the whole, just like being does. We can't really act any differently. It's always embracing it within itself. It's always holding it in its matrix. It's always holding it within its holograph. If it holographs it, we must. If it nurtures it in that wonderful interconnected intercommunion of its matrix, we must. And why would we wish to do anything different? Except to cherish the divinity of our own being and to cherish the divinity of every other facet of the universe. Well, it's so obvious. If every individuality truly lived up to this innate law that exists within their being, we would have heaven here on earth. Because everything would be provided, one for the other. Everything would be acknowledged. Everything would be cherished and mothered and accepted. And all that that implies, which is so tremendous. So I would implore you to spend lots and lots of wonderful, joyful time giving unto the universe the divinity of that which it really is, and acknowledging for the universe that which it really is, and accepting for the universe that which it really is, just cherishing the hope of that universe like you would your own child. It's that wonderful motherhooding ability where the mother always sees the promise in the child, no matter what. No matter what they do, no matter what they look like, no matter how they act, the mother sees the promise. Oh, that's a beautiful baby. Underneath, it's just gorgeous. And underneath, it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to do great things, and it's going to be perfect, and, oh, yeah, it made a mistake, and it was stupid, but it's going to be wonderful. I see it as wonderful. That's the motherhooding. And we have to do that today. Oh, there's a little mistake in Iran. Oh, there's a little mistake here. There's a little mistake there. See the promise in the child. Don't be spanking it all the time. See the promise in the child. Yes, it needs to error correct. Yes, we need to error correct our view of it. And this is one of the ways we can do it. What a wonderful, wonderful divine opportunity we have. And though I did not, so far at least, take this through the 7x7 with all of the characteristics, I would implore you to do that. Because it will show forth every facet in your consciousness that doesn't mean to rob, but does. That doesn't mean to deny, but does. That doesn't mean to reject the child, but does. You know, I was floored when I first started going through this law. I could not believe that I was guilty of these sins, you know, because I always tried very hard, at least from the human, to be good and spiritual and all that. A lot of good that does, right? No. I was amazed at how inadvertently, especially with myself, I robbed and denied myself so much of the qualities of being. And I cannot tell you how much these laws, and this one in particular, has changed my universe, because I really do not do that as much, at least, as I used to. And though we all can be heard saying these funny things about ourselves, believe me, it's a lot less than it used to be, and I certainly don't take it to heart the way I used to, and so I would implore you to explore the law in the same way.